Time magazine recently came out with its annual list of the 100 most influential people. They include well-known personalities like President Donald Trump, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Taylor Swift, Dwayne Johnson, Gayle King, and some lesser-known names, including African businessman Fred Swanaker, venture capitalist Aileen Lee, and Swedish teen climate change activist Greta Thunberg. Who do you think is the most influential person in the world and why? Call in at 800-642-1234. If you checked out Time's list, who do you agree with? Who do you think they left off? And what does influential mean anyway? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Mike Wagner is a professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a hard word to define. Time goes up. It's a pretty broad brush of the idea of influential. What kind of things do you think of when you think of influence in this day and age?
Well, I think we could think about influence in terms of how we are talking about what someone does, how the way we live our lives changes because of what someone or some group does, how we have come to understand some typical concept differently because of what someone or some group does. And so I think those are ways that we see a lot of influence. Change in terms of what happens or how we think about things, I would say, is probably where Time is trying to come from when they put together this list.
And as you go through the names, and it's a mixed bag, what do you think? What do you think of how Time handled that and who they put on the list?
Well, it's super American. There's a lot of Americans on the list, given our percentage of population in the world, probably overrepresented. But of course, then Time is a magazine here in the United States. Not at all surprising that they put a lot of Americans on the list. They have a mix of entertainers and business and politics. They have old guard and new guard. They have a relatively broad list, but it's also it's very much a mainstream news media list where I was just actually talking about this in the hall with a former student of mine. You know, Christine Blasey Ford and Brett Kavanaugh are on the same list, and you don't see that a lot. And it's kind of an example of how the mainstream news media like to give you a broad, both sides kind of take on how the world looks.
I look at it in some ways as like, what are the 10 best albums of all time or, you know, best movies? It's a conversation starter, and I think there's some interesting conversations to be provoked by this list.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Although the 10 best albums list has a set of right answers, I think. But I think you're exactly right. It's a way to start talking about why we might care about the people who are on the list, but it's also a way for people to say, hey, what about this? This was left off. And, you know, it's always like when the March Madness 64 teams are announced, there's always a set of conversations about who got left off and who should have been in that tournament. And so I think it's the same with this list. Who didn't get on the list of influential people sometimes is just as interesting of a conversation as who's on it and why they're on it.
We had a couple comments on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tim writes, I'm impressed with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and what she's been doing. Wish I could have voted for her. There was no voting, I think, involved in this process, and hope she inspires others. Now, she was on the list. She's gotten a lot of, in some ways, outsized attention for a rookie person in Congress. I mean, she won a dramatic victory over a longtime Democratic insider. A lot of attention from the left and from the right. I mean, it is an interesting kind of influence to talk about.
Yeah, you know, she's a fascinating case because a lot of things that she's done are incredibly unique. As you say, she beats a long-term incumbent in her own party in the primary. She has kind of mastered social media communication in the kind of direct opposite way that President Trump has mastered it. They're both kind of social media savants, Trump by being negative and attacking, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez by being positive and then by kind of clapping back to people who come after her. And so she's really good at both of those things. She's very good at showing what her life is like and what the lives of her staff and constituents are like on social media. And she also, because of that attention, both from the mainstream media and Republicans who are now kind of making her a focus in their fundraising letters, she's getting a lot of attention from both sides, which only amplifies her influence.
Now, there are some political figures who people might like them, they might not want, but clearly they are important people who have an influence on the world. President Trump,
sure.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi,
Mitch McConnell
both on
in the Senate, yep.
Right, and Mitch McConnell wrote the one about Brett Kavanaugh as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So whether you like them or not, influence doesn't necessarily mean positive or negative. It can go either way.
And Time has a history of that way of thinking about the world with Person of the Year.
Right.
Stalin won Person of the Year, but not for good reasons, right?
Right.
And so, Time, I think, is trying to start a conversation about who matters, not who's doing good.
Now, one thing that was maybe a little less American-centric, even though one of these two people was American, they did some sports figures, LeBron
yep,
James,
right.
An obvious one, I think. Two soccer players out of the 100, Mo Salah, the Egyptian soccer star, and then Alex Morgan, the American woman soccer player. They both got profiled in that. It's interesting that this American magazine featured two soccer players and their most influential people.
It is. I think, you know, soccer is an increasingly popular game in the U.S. It's the most popular sport in the world, I think. The American women's soccer team is a dominant force in global play. And so it's not surprising to see them get some attention on the merits. It's surprising, I would say, given the history of the attention we give to soccer in the country. It's a little surprising to see, but it's becoming more popular. More and more parents, I think, are pushing their kids to soccer other than more contact concussion-y sports. So that's probably part of soccer's growing influence as well.
As a soccer dad, there's still those concussion
worries. They still are, right.
Definitely. We're talking to Mike Wagner. Time Magazine came out just a little while back with their list of the 100 most influential people in the world. A little American-focused, as Mike was saying, but it's always a conversation starter. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you have someone you'd think should be on the list of influential people. That's 800-642-1234. We'll bring on a caller. Ed is with us in Milwaukee. Ed, hi.
I think that we're so illiterate in terms of, culturally illiterate in terms of the arts. I would bring up the new conductor of the New York Philharmonic, but I think that 99% of all Americans don't even know who he is. So I'm going to talk about Thomas Pynchon, who sort of crossed over into the world of pop culture. He wrote the second, the best American novel in the second half of the 20th century, Gravity's Rainbow, and he's very slightly photographed. And he made an appearance, at least two, on The Simpsons. So that would nominate Thomas Pynchon.
Ed, thanks for the call. So a novelist like Thomas Pynchon. Now, the Time Magazine list tends to be people who have something going on this year or something new. And I don't think there's a new release from Thomas Pynchon. But it's an interesting argument to talk about major novelists.
Yeah, my understanding is that their list is for this year. And there's plenty of novelists who've written books that came out in the last 12 months that are important conversation pieces and, you know, book club kind of things all over the country. But Pynchon's a big deal. You know, Inherent Vice, I think, also a popular book that became a movie,
yeah,
is more recent, but still not 2019. But, you know, I was just reading the other day that reading and reading books by holding them in your hands is starting to make a bit of a comeback, mm-hmm, in terms of how people are living their lives and liking to do that. And so having novelists or poets on that list, it will certainly make sense.
And they have, thanks for that call, Ed, they have some novelists, musicians, of course,
right.
I think a fashion designer, a paint artist.
Yep.
Again, there is a fair amount of culture there for Ed.
It's a wide range. There's the painters, novelists, venture capitalists, political activists and organizers, politicians, some leaders of other countries, some people trying to engage in civic engagement and activism globally as well.
Yeah. So what kind of, if you were talking to your students about this, what kind of conversations would you hope a list like this might provoke, Mike?
I would love to have a conversation where if I was teaching a class and we were dealing with this for a day, I would like to have the students say, okay, let's pretend that we're the committee. What criteria are we going to use to decide who's influential? Are we going to look at how many times their name is Googled? Are we going to look at how many Twitter followers they have or how many likes they get on Instagram? Are we going to look at more qualitative examples of our sense of their importance in the zeitgeist? Are we going to think about what are our own blind spots in this room and what aren't we going to be looking for that we should be looking for? It'd be fun to go through that process to decide how you decide.
That's a lot of fun. And Mike, let me just put a bug in your ear. What if we were to try to do most influential of the 20th century, the previous century to ours? How would you start doing something like that?
That would be really fun as well. I guess I would start by culling lists like this one, mm-hmm, you know, looking at Person of the Year kind of things, or looking at year-end retrospectives where you have the top 10 books, top 10 albums, top 10, that sort of thing. I think you'd want to look at major political figures and civic figures. I think you'd also want to look at contemporary historical research that often uncovers things that were happening that we weren't aware of when it was happening before. And so I think a mixed strategy like that might be really useful.
Mike, thanks for joining us. We can both start our campaigns to be on the list in 2020.
We were robbed this year.
Mike Wagner is a professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. He joined us for a look at Time Magazine's list of the 100 most influential people of this current year.